What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us, for open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Okay, we are here at the Palm, and I've got Mr. X trying to teach Buckhands how to set up his Samsung phone to SmartCast. He doesn't even speak Samsung. He barely speaks iPhone, Buckhands.
But he was nice enough to look it up for me.
Well, we are not the Apple Genius Bar either, okay? We're not here to work on your settings. Like, you ever cast your phone to your TV?
That's what I was asking to do.
That's what you're trying to do right
yeah.
now, right?
Yeah, I don't know how to do it yet, and I'm learning.
Okay, what is this, Mr. X?
Ixnay on the Amesnay.
Oh, got it.
No, I'm just teasing. It's all good. Okay. It's all good.
Am I going to have to pixelate out your face, by the way?
you got enough pixels?
First time I've seen you in how long, Mr. X?
Gosh. Years. Pre-COVID. Years. Pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID?
Yeah.
No, I think I saw you in your driveway once after COVID.
Pre-COVID.
Mr. X is friends with Chris Nockey. That's how I came into his orbit. You two have never met until today.
Right.
So, what do you think of this?
He's a lovely man. He really is a lovely man.
Give me time.
Now, Mr. X has grown up like me in the area watching you on TV for years.
Yeah.
And listening to you on our show,
yep.
The Sports Reporters. So, Mr. X, you have plenty of audible history with Buck Harris.
Yes, and I hate to correct you, but that means I'm going to correct you. I actually knew you before I met Chris Nockey.
How is that possible?
Well, just from when we connected on your show and I was giving you all the steam on baseball for years. And then one year...
Steam being the good info, season totals.
And you crushed it and we crushed it and started having me on your show and stuff. And then one year I ran into Nockey getting a T-ball field ready to play.
Because he was coaching your son.
No, he was coaching a competing team.
Oh.
And so we connected from that. I'd heard him on the show, et cetera. Eventually, he ended up coaching X2 in hoops. Yes.
Nice.
But I actually knew you a couple of years before he and I crossed paths. Well, but he and I are much better friends than you and I, so let's leave it at that.
Are you sure about that? Do I need to call Nockey and check on that and say how close are you to Mr. X?
It could very well be a tie. I don't know.
There's anyway. A group of, that's not a group. It's a three guys, me and two other of Nockey's very close friends who you may or may not know. But we text him during games.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of guys I text during games, play-by-play guys. I did it last night with Dave Feldman, who was doing a game out west. And we
respond?
Yes.
In-game.
In-game. Like, I'll text Ian Eagle, who will be doing a network game. And he'll get back to me.
How do you know the great bird, Ian Eagle?
Well,
because you're part of the fraternity.
30 guys in the country that did that. for 22 years. So, yeah, he's a good friend. And
he's so good.
I think he's the best announcer there is.
He's probably the best
right now. Along with Mike Breen.
I'm just trying to picture that and wonder, does that tell us something about Steve or does that tell us something about Ian Eagle?
Both. Well, both. Because I'll do it with other guys, too. I do it with different play-by-play guys that I'm friendly with, and we'll just, you know, Bob Rathman down in Atlanta or Eric Reed in Miami or these guys. I don't do it too often. I do it with Breen occasionally, but it's just fun for me, and it's fun for them. I do it with Scott Foster.
The referee.
Yeah. Oh. Now, if he's not working, he'll get right back to me because we're pretty close friends. One time he did get back to me at halftime. I did it the other day with Zach Zarba, another referee. Just, you have these relationships, and it's just fun to needle them a little bit. So we do it with Naki. And, of course, he's, you know, Johnny's talking most of the time, so Chris has time to get back to you.
Don't start stirring shit up now. I'll have to hear about
it. It's fun stuff, though. It's fun.
Well, you know, referees, I don't know, their phones must be on in the locker room. I would imagine the NBA does not like that.
Well,
I would imagine they would want their referees to put their phones away for the duration of their work night in the league, but there's only so much you can do. Did you see there was recently a hockey game in which a player's phone fell out on the ice?
No.
Really?
Yeah. But Dave,
the referee skates over and he's like, whose phone is this? We're
going to
find it for you right now.
That's
it
hilarious.
Was hilarious, yes. But
if they have to turn them off at halftime, how are those refs going to get the halftime lines?
Yes. That's what a lot of people are saying.
No.
So, you know that a lot of times there's a thing in which guys, so there's a meme going around about how my dad is so weird, he goes to the bar to drink with his buddies and brings a list of topics.
Oops.
Have you heard of this, Buckhands? No, this is a podcast. I'm talking about, there are people who post on social media, my dad, my grandpa, my uncle, so weird. This is what he does as an old man. He says, I'm going out to drink with the fellas, and by the way, here's my list of things.
I've not heard that before, ever.
It makes sense, though. Do you do it, X?
Yes, but they also make those progressive commercials about me, too.
Those are great.
If I'm going to meet my one friend, I'll have bullet points on my phone of, like, things I need to go over.
Are those things that are gambling-related or sports-related? Like, hey, I noticed the line in this game is not what it should be.
No, because I only have to write down things I'll forget.
Well, that's getting to be pretty much everything these days.
If it's sports, I won't forget. If it's life or investments or something else, I might come with a bullet point on my phone.
All right.
Yeah. What's your favorite progressive commercial? Because they're the best.
Aren't they?
Oh, God. Which one is yours?
Mine is the one where they're sitting around and the head guy, I don't know what to call him.
Rick.
Is that his name?
He's Rick? The instructor.
The instructor,
yes.
Right.
Rick from Progressive.
When he's getting them caught up on everyday language and he puts up the word quinoa. And none of them know how to pronounce it. And the one guy is so certain, and he looks at it and he says, Joaquin. And sits back like he's proud he got it. Joaquin. That's my favorite one.
I had to have the boys explain that one to me. But I think the best is still the original where they were throwing things out, and like the sign, no cussing, no fussing, and he's throwing them in the trash.
Right, each one.
Because when we built the camp up in Maine the last 2 or 3 years, my wife is... Every time we're shopping for or she's shopping for stuff, I have to tell her, nothing with words. No, don't bring home a home by the lake. I don't even want welcome on the doormat. I want a map. Well,
I love you more.
No. Welcome home.
I want no words.
Spelled out in letters.
No, no,
I love the tailgate one because of the line, okay, let's not talk about when we're leaving.
Right.
Until we at least get into the game. The funny thing is, that's the first thing that I want to do, not only at a game.
Right.
At any function I'm going to. My wife hates it when I do that.
No, we're
going to a party. Yeah. I say, okay, when are we leaving?
That's right.
I want to know, Buck,
yeah.
The end of the game.
Sure. Yeah, well, yeah, because you're strategizing. Absolutely. Well, how are you going to get out of there?
It might be going well. Like, we might want to, you know, stay longer. I'm like, we're not going to want to stay longer. Let's have a noted exit strategy.
You got to always have an exit strategy.
Here's a commercial.
How good is that guy, by the way?
Absolutely. There you go. That way, let's put away the parking talk. Parking is where money is, though. You
It is where the money is.
No more talking about parking lots. None of these are compact spots. It's not pretty.
Kristen can't protect you from becoming your parents, but we can protect your home and auto when you bundle with us.
We still planning to head out around the third quarter. Let's not talk about leaving before we're actually at the game.
Can you pull up the quinoa one?
That's I could pull up a lot of them. I don't think we need to watch
that,
it right.
Where did they find that guy, by the way?
They didn't find him.
Is he an actor?
It. Yeah. Yeah, they... What? Oh, God. Help me. What? Yes, Buck. That is a fictional character.
Well, I know Dr. it's a fictional Rick. Character.
Well, I don't know if
that.
You do know that. You're like, where did they find that guy?
No, I mean...
They found him in Central Casting. Some writers said, okay, here's the concept.
I get that, but I had never seen him in anything else before. That's why I figured
The actor's name is Bill Glass.
Okay.
And he's a fictional self-help coach who helps new homeowners keep from turning into... their parents.
I get that. Has he
the
been
problem
in anything
is
else?
We all do turn into our parents.
I've turned into my grandparents.
Have you really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's sad about
that's it. That's why I'm trying to help him with the screen, Mary.
Yeah. No, I really have. It's
in what way?
Well, I mean, the things I do now remind me not just of my parents, but I go back further than that, you know, forgetting, you know, walking into a room and forgetting why you came in there. And
that's a common thing.
Yeah. But it's getting worse and worse, I think. And, but you know, stay off my lawn, kind of thing. The other day, I went out to my mailbox, and there was a pile of shit there. And you know, my neighbors walk their dogs
literal
all the time.
Shit, dog shit.
Yeah,
at your mailbox,
right next to it. And
that's egregious.
Eventually, I stepped in it, knowing it was there, but forgetting about it.
And you don't own a dog.
Don't I don't have a dog.
And you live on a decent sized property.
It wasn't me.
Probably about an acre.
Yeah, and so. Look, I like my neighbors, and I like that they walk their dogs, but do they have to park them next to my mailbox to take a crap? I mean, that's the kind of thing it's like.
That's really bad because, at worst, you know, the street I live on, it's 10-acre lots out in the country. And I will let our dog, Tucker, poop if he's far away from the house side of our immediate neighbor on the 10 acres and not pick it up. And my wife is adamant. Oh, my God. Got to bring a bag with you. You got to pick it up. And I said, honey, have you walked their 10 acres and our 10 acres to note how much shit of deer variety, goose variety, fox variety, bear shit out there? There's shit everywhere.
I had a fox shit on my step off my porch the other night. That's how close it was to the house. It walked up three steps to crap up on top by the door. This is no lie. So, I mean, anyway.
So we're off. We're far afield. Where would you guys like to begin today? Because there's a lot of good material. Mr. X
has some notes
brought some notes, and then we're going to order lunch here at the Palm. Thank you to the Palm and Tyson's Corner for hosting us for another power lunch. This is going to be great. I can't wait to get the lobster bisque. Oh, I made homemade lobster bisque last night because I couldn't wait till today.
You made it.
Well, here's the made.
Yeah.
I got two lobster tails frozen, steamed them up.
Serious?
Because I wanted a big amount of lobster in the bisque.
Yeah.
And then I got a can of Campbell's tomato bisque.
That's okay.
And people roasted me on the radio going, yeah, homemade.
That's okay.
It was out of a can.
I did it too when I have extra crabs during the summer or whenever we get hard shell crabs.
You'll do crab soup?
Yeah. I'll
make your own?
When we have extra, I pull out all the meat, and I mean, I'll get a huge bowl of lump crab meat.
Nice.
Not the crap you get out in California, but the real lump crab meat here.
Yes.
Not Dungeness crab.
Right, so, blue crab.
Yeah, blue crab. And then I'll go and get like a creamy kind of a soup at the store and mix all that crab meat in, and I mean, and then put a bunch of Old Bay in
it. Wow, nice.
It's delicious.
All right, next time you do, call me over. I'd like
that. It's good, man.
All right. Where do you want to begin?
Well, that just reminded me of, off topic, last night Mrs. X had fondue, and X3 and 4.
What kind of fondue?
Cheese
fondue.
Cheese and bread and some other stuff.
Because, you know, meat fondue, we used to have that growing up.
Oh, yeah.
Where there was like a pot with boiling oil.
Oh, yeah. We
and
do that.
A little sterno flame underneath to keep it warm.
Right. Which is never warm, but it's supposed to.
You got
to
boil it on the stove, mom would, and then she'd put it there in the sterno. Yeah.
No, my kids love doing both of those. And when I'm dipping the fork in and X4 accidentally knocks mine off. And so I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, it's your bad. You didn't make a football move.
No football move.
No football move.
Oh, my God. Where do we start? Why don't we start with the college football games, which go off Thursday and Friday. Friday is a little bit interesting because of the weather, Buckheads. down in Dallas. They say the forecast is improving, but as of yesterday, it was going to be 3 to 6 inches of snow for Dallas. That will cripple the city if they get that much.
Yeah, I've, you know, people think that's a warm weather place, kind of like Atlanta. They think that's warm weather, but it's really not.
Not so much.
And when one of these fronts comes down, which, you know, we experienced that last week when it got so cold here, that it went as far south as Florida. I've been in Dallas many times for NBA games when they've had ice like they had in Atlanta that one year during the All-Star game. And it
how about for the Super Bowl? Atlanta had ice for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Dallas had ice for the Super Bowl in 2011. I was there. It was miserable.
Yeah, it paralyzes the city, not only because people can't drive in it, but they don't have the equipment to support it. Right.
Although they say that they have brined the streets.
Yeah, they'll do what they can. They can't do what they do here or even north of here in real snowy places like upstate New York or Canada.
Right.
But, yeah.
All right, so Texas, Ohio State, Mr. X, what's our line for that game?
Let's see. Ohio State's laying 6.
Okay.
Total's 53.
It's hard for me as a Johnny Square player not to want to load the boat on the Buckeyes because error of recency, the last thing I saw was them going through everybody like shit through a tin horn. They took Oregon to the woodshed.
They did. Only thing I will say is the line has kind of really over-adjusted for what you just said. I mean, prior to last week, it was Ohio State, Texas was a mythical 3. Everybody saw what you saw, and now it's a 6.
Okay.
I mean, Texas and Ohio State were the top 2 power-rated teams coming in to the tournament.
Okay.
I'm still not sure.
Don't call it the tournament, please.
Sorry. What do you want to call it? Playoff. Playoffs.
Playoffs. Playboy. Playboy picking football. That's...
That's another story, Buck.
So there's been an adjustment for that. Six is a big number, but I'm not a believer in Texas.
Neither am I. A lot of people don't believe in Quinn Ewers.
No.
The pressure is on, that kid ain't got it. The funny thing is, Buck, he's got like an offer for $6 million to play for somebody else next
year. That's
a
whole nother can of worms that at some point, maybe today, we should get into.
We should probably get into
that. It fries me, but that's a whole nother deal.
Yeah. It's all year Texas is, you know, the point spreads are based on their talent, and all year they're not living up to it. And, you know, kind of tired of waiting for them. Yes, they're here, Final Four, but, I mean, even last week, you know, they jump out to a start every week, and then they don't cover. So how do you not take Ohio State
and make a big number? Right,
yeah.
And then Friday will be Penn State against Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl. And that one we don't have to worry about weather. The line in that game is?
Notre Dame's about 1.5 right now.
That one feels like gambling.
It does. It's almost like a toss-up.
Feels like gambling to me.
Yeah. It's the runner-up pageant. I don't see either one of them really doing well after that. But, you know, you got to get there to have a chance.
If you're going to put money on Penn State, you're trusting James Franklin.
Not me.
One of the biggest non-big game coaches ever to save your money if you were going to bet Penn State.
He you know, I'm not going to pretend I follow the details there, but every time I do watch one, I scratch my head with him and go, wait, you're up 14 and you're going on your own 29 in the first quarter? Who did you do? It was Boise game? And I'm like, you're up 14 in the first quarter. Punt the football. You're on your own 29. And he goes for it. They don't get it. Boise's back in the game, and they throw immediate pick. So it's like, well, he did the right thing. No, he didn't. He does dumb things in big games.
He does do dumb shit.
He reminds me of Dan Campbell in many ways.
Oh, boy.
Listen, there are a lot of coaches that – I think there's more coaches now that gamble than ever before. When you look at a lot of these guys that –
not literally gamble.
No,
well, that too.
Yeah, gamble on, fourth down. You see that a lot all the time now. I mean, even, you know, in the NFL, you see it a lot. Guys that just are like, first of all, if there's nothing on the line for this game and or the team is bad, then they're like, I got nothing to lose. I'm going for it. And it happens all the time. I was surprised at how good, I don't know how good Notre Dame really is, but they're better than I thought they would be all season long. I mean, they just kept winning.
Well,
I didn't realize that.
Here's my theory on Notre Dame. So now with the portal and with NIL, although the NIL era is actually closing right now, they're moving to the revenue sharing era. You know what that is, right? So every school is going to have a $20 million salary cap wink.
Yeah.
And then they're going to supposedly stay under that. But we know they're not. They're going to now find ways to go under the table to pay an extra safety.
Does that mean there are no more, there will be no more collectives? Is that what we're saying?
I don't know. The collectives are going to morph into this sort of global $20 million salary cap budget. But how it works out, who knows? This got away from them so quick in college sports that, I mean, they were like, holy shit, what's going on? They're trying to grab onto a branch to keep from falling even further down because they just don't know how to control things.
Well, because there were no restrictions or rules or regulations of any kind.
Right, it was the Wild West.
It was the Wild, Wild West, absolutely. And we all knew that at some point there had to be some, you know, they have rules in the NFL. They had no rules in college.
Without rules, there's chaos.
Listen, if you...
Kramer.
You know, in the NFL, you sign a contract, you play for somebody, and you can't leave till you're a free agent. There was none of that in college. You could leave after three games if you wanted to, and that's just insane.
Right. So we're here's the theory on Notre Dame. Notre Dame, in the nil or pay the players era with the portal, can get the last three or four guys they need to be really good. Because before, they had to recruit guys, keep guys that were good enough, but also smart enough, because Notre Dame still has pretty high academic standards, even for their jocks. They don't have underwater basket weaving at Notre Dame. Remember T.J. Duckett, the fullback for the Redskins, played at Michigan State? He wanted to go to Notre Dame badly. He was a legacy. His dad, like, went there and played. Couldn't pass calculus, and that's like one of their benchmarks. Me, I didn't come close to calculus. No shot there.
What is calculus?
Right. It's two classes above algebra two, and I didn't even sniff it.
I took math for teachers. That was basically one plus one, and I got it.
Right. So Duckett couldn't get into Notre Dame. It was a pretty big story back in the day, and he went to Michigan State. He played in the NFL. He was okay. That said, they can now get the four or five guys they need to be really good, and one of them is their quarterback from Duke. Riley Davis is good enough to put him next level. He's not a pro quarterback, probably, but he's good, can run.
As long as California is still going to always pass legislation, there's nothing the NCAA can do. I mean, that's what started this whole thing when California said, here's the laws here, and they went, well, we can't have rules in California that don't apply in Alabama and Michigan. So that changed everything, and that toothpaste is never going back in.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know. What, we're going to have a $20 million budget and Bama and James Madison have the same budget? I mean, I don't see how that's going to ever.
Yeah, by the way.
Touch the nerve there.
Yeah, I was going to say, how are your Dukes doing there, Buckhants?
Well, this our school, being a JMU alum, is the perfect example of how the NIL and the portal has destroyed college sports. Just look at what JMU did last year. The basketball team was 32-4. Went to the NCAA tournament, beat the hell out of Wisconsin, then played Duke in the second round, lost. We lost all but one player. One guy came back, a coach left, went to Vanderbilt, doing pretty well there, Mark Byington. Vandy's pretty good, although didn't show it last night. And then,
how's the basketball team this year?
Fair.
Fair.
Just fair.
Okay.
Football team, obviously, last year.
Which X went to JMU, by the way?
X3?
X2. So X2 went to JMU.
Good. Yeah. Football team last year, fantastic. At one point last year, both JMU's football and basketball team were ranked in the top 25. Now, this is the FBS level, not the FCS, where they came from 2 years ago.
Right.
This is the main level.
Big boys.
So when you looked at the top 25, you saw Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, James Madison, 24.
Must have been an out-of-body experience.
It was. So a point is that lost our coach, obviously, Kurt Cignetti, left before our bowl game. Dukes had a bowl game last year against Air Force, played miserably.
X2 says that bowl game never happened, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Well, because
scrub it from the record.
Because they didn't know how to play the triple option. Who does?
Well, and they lost everybody.
Right.
They all opted out.
Well, yeah. Lost. So Cignetti left before the bowl game, went to Indiana, took 13 JMU players with him, all of whom start and play, and they're good. And, of course, we saw what Indiana did.
They made the college football playoff, and they actually lost by the fewest amount of points to Ohio State.
Exactly. That was the first team they lost to. He left for $28 million. After they went 11-0, they doubled his salary. He now went from $4 million a year to $8 million a year. At JMU, he was making about $750,000 a year, which is still a lot of money for you and me. But for those guys, it's all relative. He left and took off. JMU this year, their football team, they had have 62 players on the roster. 58 of them were new.
Well, now, that's what did they finish? I didn't even look.
They were good.
They blew it
to the last game, right? The last game of the season they lost.
Okay, so
they had a bowl. This, no, they won their bowl game.
Does this
they played
leave
in the Boca
you,
Raton Bowl?
Does this leave you bitter?
Absolutely. Listen,
are you listening here?
I have to ask the question.
No, it does, and not just me, but all of my buddies, all of my JMU people. We kind of root for some of these teams like Indiana because of our players that played at Madison.
You don't
but
think
we don't? But Cignetti is a cocky, you know. F.
You loved him when he was at your place.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, but
now he's dead to you.
He was still cocky then.
Now he's like a football coach.
Right. Now he's just. Well, you saw the interview we did.
I know, but don't you think there's a place in the new landscape for James Madison University?
Yeah, it's just, but we don't have the resources to compete with Notre Dame or Michigan or even Maryland for that matter.
I mean, you're not supposed to.
Well,
that's what the elites in the game are saying.
Listen,
they want to send you and the other bourgeois trash.
Well, yeah, we're not bourgeois trash. We're a good mid-major.
They think you're bourgeois trash. Because they're Alabama.
That's okay.
Michigan.
I get it. They're on a different level. There's no question about it. JMU, George Mason, they don't have a football team. We're good mid-major schools. But that is the curse of being a good mid-major. You're going to lose everybody.
Everything he's saying about Madison is what I said years ago prior to Tony Bennett about UVA basketball. You can't compete and have academic standards and try to compete with Duke. Everything about that, it's changed its shape, but it's the same thing. And the biggest thing in there, I think Steve was circling around, is, okay, you got a top program or even an average Big Ten program, SEC program, and you want to rebuild it. It used to be, I need 5 years. Now it's, which coach is going to bring all the kids with him and rebuild before next season? Indiana brought, you know, like I said, 13 guys.
Yeah.
Why am I recruiting over time? Why don't I bring in the guy who's bringing me the rebuild?
Bourgeois, or characteristic of the middle class, typically with reference to its perceived materialistic values or conventional attitude.
Like I said, they're a good mid-major school. Oh, you know, have been, still are. We're not on that other level.
The elites think you're bourgeois trash. I don't. Oh. I love you guys. I love JMU. It's
but you used
school.
To give me grief when you travel down 81.
Exit 87 University.
Dissects the school.
And his name is like, it's beautiful. It's God's country down there in the Shenandoah Valley.
Everyone I know that went to JMU had a wonderful time.
Loves it.
Including you.
Loves it.
I could have never survived there.
Because you were out in San Luis Obispo.
Santa Barbara. San Luis Obispo. Well, shut your mouth.
Santa Barbara, not a bad place.
All right, let's order some food. We'll pick it up on the other side. We're here having a power lunch at the Palm in Tyson's.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets.
or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag. What a lunch it was. Power lunch at the Palm here in Tyson's Corner. Come on by.
My boy Mishka, who's the most tenured waiter here and very famous.
How about Dennis, the guy Dennis who's taking great care, took of,
care
us
of us
today.
Spectacular.
And you asked him for some Heinz 57 for your steak.
Yeah.
And he said, we only have A1. And then gently mentioned that the sauce was fresh made today. What was the sauce that came with our steak? It was delicious. You were going to put A1. Did you get A1?
No, I was going to put Heinz 57, and there is some in the back because I brought it here once, but that's a different story.
What is the difference between A1 and Heinz 57?
Tremendous. Huge difference.
It's steak ketchup is what it is.
Tremendous difference in sauces.
You know that a lot of people look at you
as
like,
Kenny Beatrice used to say, my sauces,
my
tell
sauces.
Me.
My sauces.
Don't you believe it. You remember him, I know.
Oh, yeah, Mr. X remembers old Kenny Beatrice.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever call to Ken Beatrice, Mr. X, back in the day?
Oh, when I
seems
was...
like every one of us who grew up in the area at some point called Ken Beatrice, the original oracle of sports talk radio.
And he would talk to me at age 14 as if I was somebody.
Exactly.
Important.
He'll talk to anybody.
I never forget when I went to the Super Bowl, the Denver Super Bowl, and, you know, Beatrice was broadcasting poolside the whole week, and it was the first time I'd actually
1988.
Laid eyes on him.
Yeah.
And I always thought he was like this, you know, this big, you know,
towering
celebrity
guy because of his powerful voice and his dominating way of broadcasting,
and then,
his authoritativeness, and yet he was a tiny, frail old man with a pipe.
And then
he was truly the wizard behind the curtain. Was he not Wizard of Oz style?
A little bit of a curmudgeon, but
when it was over, and you know everyone's hanging out at the Redskins hotel, and just you stay in the lobby just to
the Hyatt Islandia,
just to watch Sugar Ray come in, and you know, and all these things, and then you see Beatrice leave, and he walks across the street. All by himself,
hunched
to
down,
a little motel, and I was like, "That's the guy."
That's the guy, and you know, and obviously, I was covering the team when he was on the radio, and the worst thing you could do was go up to Kenny, and God rest his soul, was to go up to Kenny and say, "Kenny, how you doing?" And that was it. You got 20 minutes of, well, you know, they moved my show from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and now I got to stay after. But call afterwards. I'm happy to talk to you. And don't you believe it, you know, and you got 20 minutes of that.
He was a man of the people, though. He loved to talk to people.
He did. And he was honest and genuine about that. And I happen to like old school broadcasters, and he was one of them. Did he fib a little bit on occasion with some of his stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. He was, like you said, the beginning.
He was a grandiose exaggerator, but in the big scheme of things, was it that much of a crime?
It wasn't back then.
Because
it is now, but not back then.
Right. 80% of his sports knowledge, analysis, takes, opinions were solid.
Correct.
We're solid.
That's
and
right.
In touch with reality.
That's right.
There was a 20% veneer of, I have scouts that have looked at this player out of Illinois. Bullshit. Pure bullshit.
Well, right. I haven't analyzed or been through all 10 rounds of the draft yet, but I'll get to it
soon. But I'm going to get to it soon. Yeah.
But I cannot talk high school. Don't have the resources.
And don't eat the curly fries.
Simply cannot
do
it.
Did not want you to eat the curly fries.
So for my national audience, which you're talking to right now, that may not know the legend of Ken Beatrice, that was his whole shtick. His whole act, if you will, because we all have an act in this business.
Yeah, he was a local radio guy that was one of the precursors, one of the starters of that call-in
stuff. We're
talking
1978.
Yeah, the late 70s and mid-80s.
When sports talk radio didn't start in New York on WFAN until 87. So for a decade, he was this one show on the radio. You could call this guy, and his whole act was the all-knowing, all-powerful Ken Beatrice.
Yeah,
he didn't bill himself that way, but that's the sense you got
from
his. Sure,
because he could talk about pretty much any sport and any player with authoritativeness that we expect guys to talk about today, but not back then.
Right, but he did it by having a big binder, three-ring binder of rosters.
Right, and it wasn't a computer, it was a binder.
No, this was pre-computer age.
Right, exactly.
So it was newspaper clippings, it was Sporting News magazine.
Right.
And it, you know, guy would call up, I want to talk about Oklahoma. What the fuck does he know about Oklahoma? Flips to Oklahoma's roster.
Flips the binder. Yep.
Finds a guy, McDougal. Well, let me tell you, this kid McDougal is spectacular. He's a sophomore. They list him at 5'11", 210.
Don't you believe it.
200 pounds. Don't you believe it. He's 200 pounds, soaking wet. My people said he could be a first rounder. He had no people. He didn't know what McDougal did soaking wet.
Right.
But it sounded really
good. Sounded good,
really
and you
good.
Believed him. Yeah.
That's all that mattered, and, is that you believed.
Right.
But the local stuff that he would have with the Redskins players and coaches, and the coaches would go on his show.
Sure.
And they would go on with a pinch and a grin, knowing that he was going to feed them a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And they would have to go along with
it. Go along
coaches.
With it. Yeah.
You know, where he'd say, listen, you ought to be playing Hamburger at the mic. You really should. I'd play him there. I mean, you know, come on. That's where I his natural
Chris
position.
Hamburger, whose nickname was? The Hangman.
Oh yeah, the Hangman.
He used to tackle you around the neck, number 55. That's right.
My favorite.
Back when that was legal.
Absolutely.
My favorite with him was he would never predict a game. I can only analyze talent. I have no crystal ball. and the person would say, oh, I hope the Redskins win Sunday. He'd always say, wish. I wish I was rich and irresistible to women, but I'm not.
If it's ifs and buts were candy and nuts, oh, what a potty that'd be.
You know,
that's what he'd say.
It's a shame. Somebody needs to really dig in and find out who has the most tapes of Ken Beatrice still in the archives.
Can't you just Google that and listen to him?
Buckhans, somebody would have had to have pulled them.
I guarantee you, you
analog
can, I guarantee you, you can Google
and
that.
Digitize them.
You have to be able to Google and get some stuff from him.
Buckhans, you just showed Mr. X a clip of you and a young Ernie Johnson.
Yes, I did.
On TV, what station? What channel?
WSB TV in Atlanta, the best TV station back in the day the South.
I'm not saying you're a sad, pathetic, washed-up former TV figure. I would never say that about you, Buck, because you're my friend.
Thanks.
I'm not saying
Thanks
that.
Thanks so much.
I'm not saying that, but you do know you took the time and effort to grab an analog piece of content and put it on your phone.
Well, I have...
Like, that takes work to go find it.
I don't even know how I did that.
Put it onto your phone. Where did you grab that bite from?
Well, it's from
the interwebs?
YouTube? I don't remember. Ernie might have sent it to me. I don't remember.
That's the thing. So you have analog assets on your phone of your olden days broadcasting to impress newfound friends like Mr. X.
Well,
that's perfectly
and I also
fine.
Have this picture of me as a child.
I like the Ernie. That one.
I want a picture of you kicking in high school.
I have it.
Straight on toe punch.
You know I have it.
You know Mr. X fancies himself a great kicker.
Really? I did not know that.
He said he used to make 50-yarders no problem.
Wow. That's serious.
No problem was the word you used.
That's okay. I got to clarify. What we were talking kickers, and I said when we were in college, we'd go across to the practice field.
Okay.
With no rush and no snap or anything. You can hit from 50. It's not
just
hard.
Put it on a tee.
Right.
Yeah.
And they turn that into me
it's
saying
still
okay.
Hard.
No, it's not. If you played soccer, you can hit from 50 if you can take a start and there's no snap, no hold, and it's turned into the legend from there. But,
all right.
Yeah.
Let's get to our record picking games, Thursday night games, and we will pick the Thursday night game in college, which is Penn State Notre Dame, right? Penn State, Notre Dame first, then Texas, Ohio State. You're nodding your head like that's the case. I'm now going to have to look it up. I'm pretty
sure that's
the case. So how do we do last week picking the Thursday? Well, there was no Thursday game, so we didn't pick it. 2 weeks ago, what do we pick?
Yeah, we had that horrible Seattle Bear game. That was
6-3, your final.
Yeah.
By the way, the Bears in that final possession, one of the worst run final possessions ever.
Except for the Bears game that got the guy fired earlier.
That was the worst.
Right. Okay, so what do we pick on that Thursday game?
Well, I know you took...
I want to say I took the Bears.
You took the Bears.
And the over, which did not hit because it was 6-3. The over was not 8.5.
So that brought your season record on games to 8-7-1. Over 500.
Dog shit.
But it was a clawback from a bad start. I'll give you missed the total, so you're 6-8-1. Obviously,
just throwing money away.
Sides are your thing.
You can't even fade that record. That's what's sad.
Yeah. You got coins that can do about the same thing.
Coins, right?
I got that right. I finished 9-6-1 on games and 9-6-1 on the totals.
Let's just call that
60% and move on from there.
Okay. Very good. Let's pick these games, and then we'll move on to Buck Hance's favorite topic, announcer/TV pet peeves. Oh, there it is. Look at Steve Buck Hance.
Look at the extension.
Oh, the extension is magnificent. What high school?
Washington Lee High School.
Washington Lee. And you were wearing the Green Bay Packers G helmet.
Well, our nickname is the Generals. And so that was our helmet.
Will you text that to me if you don't mind? I'm going to include it on the podcast.
Got the Mark Mosley square top shoe.
I still have it. It's in my office. I've brought it before. Zabe's seen it.
Did they ever check to see what was in the...
No, it wasn't a Tom Dempsey thing where they thought there might be some metal or something in there. Just a square toe.
All right, I got the favorites. I got Ohio State, and I'll take Notre Dame. Johnny, square play. I'd put two units on Ohio State, one on Notre Dame, because it feels more like gambling.
I can't.
Now, you don't have to give these away because, this could be a website thing called MrX.com.
I ain't worried about that. But
I know.
The Notre Dame-Penn State game, it's got toss-up written all over it. I will assume that Franklin will screw it up somehow.
Okay,
so I would agree with you on Notre Dame. Although I like that game to go under. That's probably best of the four.
Okay.
I don't think either one of them is going to do anything but run the ball and play defense. But 6 is an awful lot to lay. I just can't take Texas anymore.
I can't. I won't. Yeah.
So I think I'm going to agree with you on both of those.
All right. So we're in a brave new world of broadcasting, Buck Hance, where things are moving more and more to Netflix. How do you feel about that? Do you subscribe to Netflix?
I do, only because I get it free because I have T-Mobile as my wireless.
When that runs out, will you abandon Netflix?
That's a good question, because I do not have, with T-Mobile, and it's not supposed to run out. I mean, you're supposed to have it forever. Who knows if that's going to happen?
Do you only get it on your phone?
No, on TV. So with T-Mobile, you get Netflix and Apple.
Apple TV Plus?
I think it's Apple.
Okay. You think it's Apple.
I don't watch much of it.
That's the problem with today's sports environment. All the properties are cast to the wind.
Right. I don't get the other ones. So to answer your question, I'm not sure if I didn't have Netflix for free if I would purchase it, a subscription. You seem to be able to get it through one way or another, although they crack down on that. But Paramount and Peacock, and I haven't seen, Landman is supposed to be so good.
Landman's spectacular. Did you see Jerry Jones's cameo in Landman?
I haven't seen Landman. I don't have, is it Peacock?
I think it's Paramount.
Paramount or Peacock? One of the two. I don't have either one.
That's a problem.
I don't have either one.
I'll find it for you.
Yeah, I don't have either one.
I can't believe you, lover of television, does not subscribe to more things.
Because, you know what?
You got to draw a line is what you're saying.
You do. The principle of it is all right, so now I pay for cable, and I pay a lot because I have a lot of TVs, and they're all high def. And I have a thing bundled to cable, internet, and I still have a landline phone at home, too. And all of that is a lot of money each month. And it's how many more of these do you have to subscribe to now to watch some TV? Because I have every movie channel there is. I mean, every one. So I don't have a problem with that. I can see most of the movies I want to see. I'm fortunate I get the Netflix and the Apple because of T-Mobile. But otherwise, I'm not sure I would get it.
By the way,
I do have Prime because I have Amazon Prime, which is great.
Landman is available on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
YouTube Primetime subscription. I don't even know what that is.
Well, I don't have it. I know
the Roku channel premium subscription.
No, don't have
it. And Amazon Prime premium. premium subscription.
Well, what is premium subscription?
I don't know. It's probably another tier of Amazon Prime you have to pay for to get it.
I'm guessing, double secret probation.
I'm guessing what that is, and this is an educated TV guess. It's the shows on Amazon Prime sans commercials. Because now when you watch Netflix movies, you got commercials in them, which really fries the hell out of me. Because it's like, all right, you made us pay for it to begin with. Now we got to watch. And the whole thing was, there's no commercials in these. That's why. Now you got to watch commercials unless you get the next tier. And I think that's what that premium probably is. But having told me that, now I will look on Amazon Prime for Landman because I'm told it's so good.
Life is short. You're not 28 anymore. You have money. Just pay it. Stop with your principles, Buckhantz. You know? That's all I'm saying.
Well, Zabe, there's...
How many of them do you want me to purchase?
All of them.
All of them?
If there's something you want to watch and you don't have it, buy it.
Like, for the longest time, I never saw any Ted Lasso for a long time. And when I did see it, I didn't really love it that much. But
did you watch all of it?
No. But I started getting... I got the DVDs because of SAG-AFTRA. I'm a member of that. And they send you the DVDs so you can vote.
I remember getting those, yeah.
Yeah, and I vote
for... But they were all watermarked, which was kind of annoying.
You couldn't give them to somebody else, or they'd catch you.
Yes, they would catch you.
Yeah.
But they also would periodically have a watermark float on the screen.
It wasn't that big of a deal.
It was to me.
It didn't bother me that much.
And they were in standard def, by the way, not in high def. Wow. They didn't send Blu-rays. They sent standard DVDs. I'm like... My wife is like, this is fine. I can watch these. These are good.
Yeah. No, I didn't have a problem with it, but that was kind of neat. And it was neat to vote for the SAG Awards, which are coming up, because somebody would win and you go, hey, I voted for him. Like Michael Keaton.
Do you vote?
Pardon me?
Do you vote
still? Yeah, I vote.
You're still a union member.
Oh, Zabe.
Even though you don't draw a paycheck for
it. I'm vested. I did 14 years at Channel 5.
Okay.
And I'm fully vested. So
what do you get for your membership?
Because
I dropped out. We were a union shop at 980. I don't pay them dues anymore.
Well, the dues are cheap because if you don't earn a certain amount of money through broadcasting, they're like $110.
So what does it get you?
It keeps me fully vested, and in about 5 months, I'm going to start collecting.
Oh.
I'm waiting.
Oh, for the maximum. I shouldn't have dropped out. I don't know.
No, you shouldn't have dropped out because it's going to be a hefty pension. Very hefty.
No, I'll still get my pen.
And I'm happy about that.
Zame, on the subscription topic, there's another way to look at that. I mean, between over the years, you know, you started with your phone plan and then your ESPN Plus and your Netflix and Apple and I can't even name the things that are automatically charged every month. But the real question is, when and how do you get your kids off of those things? I got to figure that out because they're all still, you know, on the family plans that dad's paying for. And when
so you want to kick them off?
Well, if I knew how.
Just cancel.
I'd like to, but I don't know how to do anything.
There are apps now that help you cancel subscriptions. You know
yeah,
that.
But I have to ask them how to do it, and they won't because they know they'll be out.
This is going to be an increasing problem for all of us as we age.
Well, not for me.
You know the phrase, no country for old men?
Yes, I saw the movie.
The digital landscape is no country for old men. Either you're going to have to learn a certain amount or you're going to get taken for a ride. So study up, boys.
Or you'll just be out of the picture. I mean, you just won't be involved in it anymore.
You can't not be involved. Even if you're older, you got to be involved digitally, to text, to email, to post a picture to Face page. Or whatever it is.
Instant face.
Insta face, as Belichick would say.
The Facebook, as I still call it.
By the way, we talked about Belichick at North Carolina, Mr. X. You and I being big Belichick fans.
Belichick.
Aficionados.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, like I think I told you, I don't remember if it was on the last show or not, but all my kids wanted to do was see Belichick go win the Duke Mayo Bowl.
I know. Which get dumped in Mayo. Which is the tradition.
I don't see it happening.
I'm surprised he took that after my alma mater laid a little 70 points on him earlier in the season.
How about them? Well, not on Belichick.
No, he wasn't there.
Yeah, it was Mac Brown.
But Mac Brown.
50-something in the first half.
53-12 or something. That was phenomenal. And that's when we thought, well, we still got a decent team.
Yeah. All right, Mr. X, some thoughts on the playoff matchups going into the wild card weekend. Just a little snickerel before we get to the weekend.
Well, let's go back to the thing you and I always hate, because I saw it on the NFL pregame show again this week. I can't remember who it was. I think it was, who was the host? Eisen? No. What's the host?
NFL Network, Rich Eisen.
Eisen, yeah.
Okay.
And they talk about playoffs. And the first thing he said was, well, I picked them back in August. Don't we hate this time of year when someone...
When people say that.
Say, who's going to go to the Super Bowl? Well, back in August, I picked... Well, who do you think now?
Even more so, if you're saying you picked the Chiefs back in August, who gives a fuck?
Well,
everyone picked the Chiefs back in August.
It's a cop-out to
say... Or even the Lions, for that matter.
Yeah, it's a cop-out to say, I don't necessarily think it today, but, well, I'll stick with what I said way back before the season on the site we took... But I'm not going to stick with it. I had Detroit and Houston.
Yes, that's called a humble brag.
Yeah, no,
you know
because
that, right?
The point is, I'm not going to say that today because even though people are going, well, wait, why did you pick?
Go ahead, you can humble brag.
I'm not going to do it today, but I mean, Houston stinks. They're not going to go anywhere. But that's what we had in the beginning of the year. How do you not see this being the 1-1? I mean, it doesn't ever happen, but they're both.
You know
there.
That? Do you know the Texans are the longest odds to win an all? Or no. I'm sorry, the Steelers. Are even longer odds to win it all.
Wow, that's interesting to hear that because they're not bad.
The Steelers?
They're inconsistent.
Yeah, they drop? I don't know.
Five in a row?
All my Steeler fans are like, this team cannot end the season soon enough.
You know
they're so done with Russell Wilson at this point.
That's called Steeler fans.
But they're not wrong to a large degree. Yeah. If you want to bet on the Steelers in this game against the Texans, good luck to you.
Yeah,
I don't think there's any chance they win that game.
Yeah, Pitt and Denver are both the long shot at 40-1. Those are the two worst for sure.
I mean, you get 9.5 with the Steelers, so that's a big number right there.
Wow, that's huge.
So the early game Saturday is at 4:30. Buck, adjust your schedule. 4:30, not one on Saturday. 4:30. Chargers, Texans. Texans are 3-point home dogs to Harbaugh and Herbert.
Well. By the way, we got Thursday, Friday, 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday. We got 8 games in 5 days.
And Monday.
Well, that's, yeah, Monday.
1-1-2-3-1.
Which makes you say, what am I going to do Saturday morning?
Hey, don't look ahead to next weekend because we won't have Friday, Saturday. We won't have Thursday, Friday.
You just have Saturday, Sunday.
We'll have Saturday, Sunday, and then we only have Sunday, and then it's the Super Bowl.
Right.
It ends quickly.
Of course it does.
Even with the expanded playoffs, this all comes to an end quickly.
Well, there's more chance for us to watch the Wizards.
No, don't start with that. What, have they won their third game yet of the year?
They've won 6 games.
6 games! And how many have they lost?
How'd we get to 6?
It's a miracle.
Yeah, they're like 6-27 or 20, something like that.
Who's going to be the 1-1 pick out of the draft? Is there another Wemby in the draft?
Well, there's the kid from Duke.
Oh, Cooper Flagg, yeah.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
He capture really, the flag. Really,
yeah, I don't know if they have a chance of getting him. I mean, if they do, it's not a great chance. But that's another subject. You know, that team's in a two-year, I hate to use the word rebuild because it's so cliched, but... It's a process. Look, every team goes through a process. Philadelphia went through a process, and it didn't work out so great. But
I know you do the Altcast on Monumental for them.
Yeah.
Good job by you if you want to listen to Buck. And
that's
a
on
cast
TV.
Of others
yeah.
on Monumental Network, which is available on many cable systems.
Well, if you like the Capitals and the Wizards, that's the network it's on.
And streaming direct if you want to buy direct streaming. Correct. What is it per month just to get Monumental? You don't know. You don't care.
Well,
you get it at home, though, right?
Of course.
Okay. The Wizards can't be rebuilding because they weren't good 2 years ago. They're rebuilding from rubble. It's been rubble for a decade. You know that.
Well, look,
please be honest.
They're rebuilding since they got rid of Bradley Beal. I mean, he was like the last of the great players with John Wall and those dudes,
right.
And they're all gone.
By the way, they're trying to move Beal out of Phoenix, but he's got a no trade.
Yeah.
They're trying to get Jimmy Butler there,
right.
And Beal is holding it up.
Yeah.
We had a pretty good year back in 78.
Back in 78, exactly.
I was there for that, too. As a senior, James Madison, and coming up to cover the team at Capitol Center, I was there.
35, 35, 34, 25, 32 wins. Going back to 2017, you were hot in 17-18, the Wizards. They finished 8th in the Southeast, or 8th in the Eastern Conference, with a 43-39 record. The year before, though, they were Southeast Division champs.
Yeah, look, you had
49-33. The Wizards last won 50 games in an 82-game regular season Mr. X? Take a guess, because I know Buckhantz would know.
I know their championship year, they didn't even win 50.
Right.
Did they ever get to 50 when I was alive?
They did.
They did the next year.
79 the year they won, when they the lost year they, to Seattle?
The year they won the championship in 78, spring of 78, beating the Sonics in 7. Fat Lady hasn't sung yet. Good old Dick Motta as your coach. 44-38 in the regular season. Yep. The next year they were even better, 54-28 regular season, but they lost to the Sonics 4-1.
Right. The years
won 50 games since.
The years when Eddie Jordan was the coach and Gilbert Arenas was there, they went to the playoffs 4 years in a row. Which were good years. Those were Gilbert, Caron Butler, Antoine Jamison, Brendan Haywood. They had good teams.
Yeah, they were good years.
Yeah.
They never won more than 45 games.
Yeah, which is not bad.
They were competitive you have been a great soldier for this franchise for many a year, being their play-by-play guy, and you're doing good work for Monumental now. Kudos to you.
Thank you.
But Mr. X, this franchise is not talked about enough as one of the absolute enduring piles of rubble, success-wise, around all of sports. Because people just don't think of Wizards / Bullets.
Well, isn't that because for 20-plus years, they weren't not the worst run in this town?
Well, it was Abe. It was good old Abe, who was
Snyder,
a beloved icon of D.C., and he just ran it like a mom-and-pop shop, unfortunately. So that hampered him, and Ted Leonsis has struggled to get his arms around what works in the NBA. I want this team, Buck, to be great.
I know.
I want this city to have a great bouncy ball team.
Yeah, I think we all do, because this city absorbs basketball, especially you know, college and pro. Maryland, Georgetown, Mason, when they went to the Final Four, all of these teams, and we embrace it, we engage it, we follow it. And when it's an NBA team and they're good, people come out. I mean, this is you look at the guys that have come out of this area, it's insane. We all know about all the great players that have come out of this area, and even including Baltimore. But, you know, I look back at – now, look, I don't think you can compare this in the same timeline sort of with the Redskins, because the Redskins before the Snyder era – were the glory years with Joe Gibbs. And so you expected them not only to compete each season for the playoffs, you realized that they had a good chance to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the way that those teams were. But after he took over and bit by bit tarnished that franchise and drove it to where people weren't going to the games because of him, and people were rooting against the team because of him.
Yeah.
You had that stretch for what, 22 years?
It was miserable.
23 years?
Very miserable.
So they
finally won 11 games for the first time in 31 years.
So to make the comparison, I'm thinking, you know, all right, then go back to 1977, 78, when the Bullets won the world championship, and even were competitive for years after that, and then slowly but surely got to the level where they weren't competitive and players didn't want to come here. It's sort of the same thing. I mean, the Redskins were the same way. They were bad. I mean, there were years where you didn't even watch the games because you knew they weren't competitive.
At least be competitive. I lived through it.
And so it took almost in a one-season turnaround, but it took a new owner with new commanders, to say the word, new top echelon in the front office. And, oh by the way, a great young quarterback.
Nothing works without the quarterback.
Right. To make the moves to turn this franchise around.
If the Commanders played the whole year with Marcus Mariota, they got 4 wins.
Right. Probably.
Because they got every amazing, lucky break possible. There's probably 4 games, Mr. X, you could easily flip. And instead of the Commanders being 11-6, they're at best 7-9. Or 7-10, I guess. Okay, let me just get the other games in, then we're done here. Great lunch. Thoughts on Broncos-Bills, your Sunday first game. The Bills are 8.5-point favorites at home. Bo Nix has been a quite pleasant surprise as the quarterback nobody kind of thought was that good. A mid-first-round pick out of Oregon.
Except for Big Mike.
Big Mike loved him. He said he could be the best quarterback in the draft. he kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say he's the best, Jaden Daniels is, but Bo Nix has been better than Caleb Williams.
He looks a lot smarter now. Well, let's just say this. In the AFC, to me, there's three teams that can win and win it all, and you can have the other four.
Yeah, five. Right. It's the Chiefs, the Bills, and the Ravens.
And
in what order?
Well, you have to say Chiefs just because the other two got to play each other.
Agreed.
And I'd rather win one game than two, or two than three, whatever.
My pecking order is Chiefs, Ravens, Bills.
Yeah, the Ravens got to go to Buffalo, so I actually kind of lean a little bit to Buffalo, but that's a toss-up game. And actually, I give the Chargers as one of the only teams that can maybe play the Chiefs. Well,
okay.
I mean, what they lost last time in KC on the botched field goal on the last play. And they played them tight earlier.
I did say the Chargers are pretty long odds to win it all. I think they're like 12th or 13th. They're down. No, they're like 7 or 8 in terms of list of favorites to win it all. I'll look it up right now.
I got it right here. Let's put it this way. There's three clear favorites in the AFC, and there's three long shots. The Chargers are in the middle.
Okay.
They're not bad at 12-1 to win it all because I think they're the only ones that kind of match up with KC. But
hold on a second. I have the Chargers at 2,800, plus 2,800.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at to win the conference. You're right. To win the conference, 12-1.
So that's to win it all. Chargers are
30
below the Buccaneers, above the Rams.
Yes.
Okay. Let me get the other couple games in here. So then the Packers, Eagles, Sunday afternoon. Eagles minus 4.5. Jalen Hurts today, I think, is going to practice, try to get out of concussion protocol. Packers come in on a very low note, having stubbed their toe against the Bears.
How many games has Hurts missed?
Two. The last
just
two.
Seems like more than that.
Well,
probably could have played the last one, but they didn't need it. And then earlier in the year?
I think it's two, but then if you count the Skins, Commanders game.
Or as Mark Rippon calls them, the Commodores. Yeah.
Right.
He missed most of that.
Once he got knocked out, he played one series, I believe.
Yeah.
So. Okay. And then any thoughts on that game?
Well, the NFC's wide open, I think. I mean, the Lions are obviously the upper echelon, but after that,
you don't think it's a three-team race as well in the NFC? It's Lions, Vikings, and Eagles?
I give the Rams a shot.
Okay.
To take Minnesota. Oh, well, it's a one-point game. Well, it's not like it's a genius to say it's an even game. But
remember the Buccaneers last year went into Detroit and gave them hell. Gave them hell. Mm-hmm. Could they do it again?
I don't. If you want to pick a long shot, it's from the NFC side.
Yeah.
Because it's a top three in the AFC. The NFC, you can find one of those teams that you like. I kind of have, it's whoever did poor down the stretch gets overlooked. The Vikings just went down the tubes because of Monday night.
Right.
Packers didn't really finish strong. But I give them a chance. I don't know if there's an NFC team that doesn't have a chance. Maybe Washington Tampa winner doesn't really.
Buccaneers would not go there first because
speaking of that,
three seed.
What's your pick for Sunday for that Buccaneers Commanders game?
Buccaneers are minus 3.
Right.
Tampa. Easy.
Yours?
Even though there's history that they last won a playoff game in Tampa.
Yeah.
It's a real high-scoring game that's a toss-up. But so I always, whenever it's a toss-up, you take the points. You don't lay them.
Really? See, I don't wager, so I'm not privy to all of that stuff.
How do you feel, though?
I think the
Commanders?
Redskins. I think Commanders will win. Yeah. I think they'll win the game.
All right. And then Vikings-Rams on Monday night, and the Vikings are one-point favorites. Line open 3.5, I believe, Vikings, and has plummeted since. Even though I saw a note, Mr. X, that the public money is coming in on the other side. Weird.
Yeah, a little error of recency.
We have a planes, trains, and automobile situation. You're going the wrong way. The line is going the wrong way to the public money.
I think it's just an overreaction to the Vikings laying a huge egg in primetime last game. They were so bad. How do you turn around and bet them?
Right.
They're 13-3.
Right.
And they lost two to the Lions and, of course, one to the Rams. So they could finish this year 13-4 with two losses to the Lions and two to the Rams.
Right. That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. I think people feel like the Vikings may have been broken mentally by having such a tough loss because they had 11 snaps inside the 5-yard line. And did not score against the Lions.
They didn't come pretty close. Bad. Yeah, they couldn't that's something that you would like to think you can fix. You know, they had their chances, and then it fell apart late. But all of a sudden, the Vikings looked like a team with Sam Darnold at quarterback.
All right, what do you got planned for the weekend, Buck? It's winter, snow on the ground here.
Well,
maybe more snow coming.
I heard that. I'm doing a couple of JMU games next week, games against Marshall and App State.
On what channel?
It'll be on ESPN Plus.
Nice.
And as irony would have it, tomorrow night James Madison plays at Marshall, and Saturday they play at App State. So I will be able to see those games and get a real good feel. I know the Madison team pretty well because I've done a couple of their games, but I haven't seen App State or Marshall play this year. So I'll get a good look at those games and be able to, you know, and that way help prepare for the games I have next week.
Mr. X.
Well, help prepare has a different meaning to me. We're going to have to talk about that part.
All right. You're going to tunker in, watch the football.
Okay. Well, all right, good. What is it?
You don't miss being in Maine right now. It's probably tit-ass cold up there. It's cold down here.
I was going to say, it ain't exactly Miami down here.
No, it ain't exactly Miami here.
No, but at least you have two digits here. Yeah. So, why don't we, are we going to pick who's in the Super Bowl? Let's do it.
Yeah, right now.
Who's going to make it?
Sadly, Chiefs, Eagles. Because it's the least thing I want.
Yeah. Okay.
What I would love to see, if it's not the Packers, would be Lions-Bills. That'd be the funnest, most deserving, because the two downbeaten franchise and their fan bases.
Did you just read my paper?
Why? Is that what you said?
I was going to say Lions-Bills. Even though preseason we had Lions-Houston, I'm going to say Lions-Bills.
Okay.
That'd be a good game.
All right. Well, we're going to get the game I don't want. That's definitely Eagles-Chiefs. My two most loathed teams. Cannot stand either team, recognizing they're good, and they do what they do, but I can't stand.
Yeah, I have an easier time watching the Chiefs than the Eagles. The Eagles really, just the whole thing.
Because you gawk over Taylor Swift, you pervert.
No, I really don't.
Come on, man.
I couldn't tell you a song that she made. But I had a question for you with this. We were talking about the snow.
You know we're wrapping up, by the way.
Yeah, did you shovel or what do you do with it?
I have a Aaron's S18 single stage. It's not that big.
What the hell was that?
It's a snowblower.
Well, clearly.
It's a single stage.
An Aaron's S18 single stage.
Well, it's their lowest model. Yeah. We argued about this on my radio show, about whether it's snowblower or snow thrower.
Right. What is it?
Well, I say it's both. It can be called both. The single stages tend to be blowers. The two stages some people call throwers.
Is this a gas thing?
Yes, gas.
Does it work well?
Yeah.
Because I've been threatening to get one for about the last 10 years. And
you should
have
get one, because you'll go years not using it here in the DMV.
But then when
you'll
think
I've wasted my money.
Right.
But trust me, when you do use it every 3 or 4 years, you'll say this was the best investment.
Well, let me just tell you that.
You're too old to be shoveling.
Oh, I did 2 days ago. I shoveled my entire driveway.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Yeah, that's
and
no
I
good.
Live to tell about it.
Yeah, that's no good.
My sisters are like, please don't do that. You'll have a heart attack. No.
Exactly.
I did it, man.
Dave, I have the X3, X4 model.
Yes, the X3, X4 model, which is your son's.
Yes.
Make sure they get out there with shovels and take care of it.
Perfect. They were not happy about it.
Cut the grass when it's summertime.
Good thing you didn't bet on it, because you made two dishes wagers to do the dishes over the holidays. You lost them both.
Oh, it was terrible.
And you were doing kitchen duty
Christmas
the whole time.
Christmas Day and the day after, they put in, because they were all home, all four, and they put in five team parlays on props, and my deal was I want them to have risk, and so I said loser does, you know, Christmas dishes. I took it down on Christmas. They went 4-0. I missed, so we did it the day after the Bears game.
Yeah,
I took it down. They all hit, and finally they decided to cut me out. But
oh well.
So what was your penance? What did you have to do?
Oh, I had to do the dishes.
Oh.
The whole extended dishes 2 days in a row. It was not pretty.
All right. Call me MrX.com, the website, for more. Buck, great to see you.
You
Mr.
too.
X, thank you for coming out today. Thank you to the Palm here in Tyson's Corner for a wonderful power lunch. You can come get your power lunch and reconnect with old friends during these cold winter months when there ain't nothing else to do.
But no golf. Golf's just started.
Yeah, yeah. All right, thanks for listening. We'll see everyone next.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
We might be in the final quarter of the football season, but that doesn't mean winning season is over. Oh, no. With MyBookie and its cash-out system, you are in control of how you bet and how you win for the rest of the season. Season win totals, parlays, points totals. If you're on the right side, you can get out while the getting is good. Cash out. Use the funds on other bets. Or just let it ride for the chance at a bigger payday. Any way you slice it, you are in control. To get started, go to mybookie.ag now. That's mybookie.ag. Register for an account for free. When you're ready, make your first deposit. And remember to use promo code ZABE. That's Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. And grab a welcome bonus on the house. That's promo code ZABE to claim your deposit bonus. The season is running out, but winning season has just begun. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere at mybookie.ag.